send photographs, feel free. It's mark@bbc.co.uk. The text 81333, starting your message, Mark. Now, I mentioned before the news that a new British hang gliding record was set yesterday. Carl Wallbank from the Wirral broke his own distance record, going from Merthyr Tydfil in South Wales to Sackthorne, west of Cromer in Norfolk. Thank goodness he's back down to earth now. He's on the line. Hi, Carl.
Good evening.
Well, first of all, congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
Why did you choose Merthyr Tydfil to Cromer?
There's UK being a particularly small island and our airport being ever-growing and their associated airspace becoming larger and larger, the free airspace that us free flyers can fly in is getting smaller. So the chance to fly a long distance can only happen in certain parts of the country where you can either fly a distance without running into the sea, or you can fly the distance without running into, you know, a major airport or the airspace that belongs to a major airport. No. So Merthyr Tydfil has been high on the list for a possibility to do the long distance from.
Now I understand. What is that distance then? Merthyr Tydfil to Sackthorne is how far?
It's 338 kilometres, which is 205 miles in English money.
Oh, my goodness. And before you broke your own record, what did the record stand at?
The record stood at 154 kilometres, which was broken in 2001 by a guy called Nick Payne, which was from Worcester all the way to Ipswich. I broke the record in 2012 going from Llangollen in North Wales down to Weymouth Beach on the south coast of England. And then the chances of going further become very difficult. So Merthyr Tydfil was high on the list, and yesterday it happened.
It happened, I suppose, yeah. Because you've got to go with prevailing winds, presumably, and the weather temperatures have got to be right for the thermals to be there. I mean, if you told me a hang glider could fly or glide or whatever it does for 205 miles, I'd have looked at you like you were mad. Because one assumes you've set off from the top of the hill, and okay, you take a bit of time, but before too long, you come down to earth. But clearly, that didn't happen to you yesterday.
Yeah, and that is what the public see of our sport. They either see us, we've crashed and we look, you know, we were just another statistic of an idiot trying to have fun, or we just saw a small little hill near the coast or something. But the actual sport that the public don't see is on nice days like this, we take off, we disappear into the clouds, and we don't come back down for quite a long time.
So talk me through the journey. Turn your mobile phone off, Carl, or whatever it is that's going crazy in the background. And talk me through the journey. So you set off from the top of a hill, and then what happened?
Yeah, we took off at 20 past 10 on Merthyr Tydfil, which is just a small old mining mountain overlooking Merthyr Tydfil. Instantly climbed up to 3,500 feet, which was the height of the early morning cloud base. And then started the journey, as you said, getting blown downwind, just trying to stay in whatever lift you can. And you've got three or four deep Welsh valleys you've got to get over before you fall into the Vale of Monmouth or beyond Abergavenny. That's a very challenging part of the day where you could really land, because it's early in the day, the thermals are weak, and the high, steep valleys. So getting past that was a major stepping stone in the flight. So I did that all fine. Once I was in the Vale of Monmouthshire, going up towards Gloucester, it's all nice, beautiful flatlands, and I could just nicely drift and enjoy the day and enjoy the view. The next big thing to worry about is Birmingham airspace. So I'd set turn points in my flight instruments to make sure I stayed south of that, and really did nothing but circle up to the clouds. As soon as you're up near the clouds, you then glide in the direction want to go until you find another thermal, and so on and so on. Yeah, it actually turned out it was 43 thermals between taking off and landing. That's how many it took.
Oh my goodness. You will have to work quite hard then, because you're looking for these all the time. Otherwise you would, as you say, just come to the ground, and you've got to somehow keep yourself up in the air.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, in still conditions, the hang glider comes down to the ground at approximately 200 feet per minute. So at 1,000 feet, you're going to be on the ground in 5 minutes. Oh. So in other words, when you're at 1,000 feet, you haven't got long to find something that's going up, or you're on the ground. So it's a total focus sport, and it's a sport of decisions. You make a decision just like a game of chess. You've got to think a few decisions ahead, and that is all that we do. If you make a wrong call, you're chances then become less. If you make two wrong calls and you start to get close to the ground, everything becomes harder and harder. So making good decisions, just like a game of chess, it makes life easy.
And 7 hours and 40 minutes. Don't you get hungry? Bit bored, maybe?
Definitely bored. My girlfriend, who was my ground crew, was chasing me, was egging me on the radio, telling me I've got to keep going, don't focus till I see the coast of in Cromer. And surprisingly, as little as that sounds, it made a big difference. Because as you say, after 3-4 hours, you start to lose focus, because it's very difficult to focus so hard on one thing for so long. And do I get hungry? Yes, I do. But the whole feeling of being in the sky and enjoying the clouds and flying along with a load of birds kind of makes you forget about food a little bit. The rehydration, we got water or some sort of salted fluids with us to keep us hydrated. That's all we need, really. But 7 hours is a long time to be without the toilet and without food. And I was pretty desperate for all them things when I eventually landed.
I bet. And how much before you break the world record?
It's not going to happen in UK because our little country isn't big enough. Just like in breaking the record in UK, breaking the record in the world is just as difficult. There's only one or two places in the world that's capable of breaking the world record, which currently stands at 768 kilometres, which is over twice as far as I flew and took nearly 12 hours. And that was done over in Texas. So again, just like trying to break a big flight in UK, it's the same amount of focus, but you just go somewhere better in the world.
I can sense. I'm sensing you're going to give it a go.
One day, I would like to go, whether or not I'm too old now. I'm starting to get a little bit old to manage 12 hours of it, but, you know, live the dream. You never know.
Never say never. Carl, well, many congratulations. Just savour what you've done so far before people like me try and push you to do something even bigger and better. You'll be very pleased with yourself. It's a great achievement. Thanks for coming on. Carl Wolbank from the Wirral, who broke his own distance record going from Merthyr Tydfil to Saxthorne, west of Cromer in Norfolk yesterday. 338 kilometres, 205 miles, and he did it all in 7 hours and 40 minutes, hanging under that hang glider.